Unit 10, page 102, exercise 3.
Hello and welcome to Hot Topics. My name is Ian Caldwell and today's hot topic is, do we all turn into our parents? Our guest is psychologist Mary Sims. Mary, is it really true that we turn into our parents as we get older?
Well, the funny thing is that most teenagers say they're completely different from their parents. For most people, the idea of being like their mum or dad is terrible. But that's what often happens, whether they like it or not.
So when do we start turning into our parents?
It really starts to happen when we have children. A young mum or dad can't help bringing up their own children as they were brought up. They're programmed to do that. One good example is language. Most parents say the same phrases to their kids that they heard when they were children. You've got kids. I bet you say things to them that you used to hear your dad say.
Yes, you're right. But don't most teenagers try to be different from their parents in the way they behave or dress?
That's true, but it doesn't last. How many adults do you know with green hair?
None. Right, we've got our first caller on the line. Hi, Ben.
Hi. The other day, I was talking to a friend about something, and I suddenly realised that I sounded just like my dad. It was scary. It's not that I don't love my dad, but I don't want to be like him.
That's a normal feeling, Ben, and you shouldn't worry about it. You may sound like your dad and be like him in some other ways, but you won't be a copy of him. You will always be you.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Ben. Now, Tina's on line two. Tina, what do you want to tell listeners?
Well, it's that I don't think I'll ever be like my mum. I'm not like her, and I never will be. She's so old-fashioned, and she's always giving me orders. Do this, don't do that. I'll never be like that if I'm a mother one day. I'd rather not have children.
How old are you, Tina?
I'm 15.
Well, I'm sure you're not like your mum right now, but perhaps you'd better ask your mum what she was like when she was 15.
Well, I don't believe she was like me.
Well, I didn't mean you're a copy of your mum, Tina. Don't worry. You'll always be a different person, but you'll probably like her in some ways.
Okay, thanks, Tina. We have time for one more caller. It's Simon. Hello, Simon.
Hello. I'm only 17, but I think I'm already turning into my dad. We don't argue often, but sometimes we fall out, and he thinks he's always right. It only happens rarely, but when it does, I get really angry. Mum says that there's only one person who argues with my dad like me, and that's his father. So you see, I'm a bit like them both. It's quite funny, really.
I'm glad you think it's funny, Simon. That's the best way to feel.
I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thanks for calling, Simon. So, Mary, do we really turn into our parents one day?
Yes, I'm afraid we do. But I think we shouldn't be sad about this. We take some bits of their characters, and that's normal. They taught us everything in the first years of our lives, so it's natural that we'll be like them. And then other parts of them...